Welcome back to the Friday Afternoon Show. Elvis Costello with Every Day I Write the Book, because we still are talking about writing books. In fact, that song could not be any better for this topic. We're going to talk about writing and publishing your first book. And let's have the three authors who are here introduce themselves for us, please. Tell us a little bit about the book that you wrote.
My name is Mitchell Kazanjian. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Caradhorm High School. And I started writing back in fifth grade. I wrote my first book. It was not really all too interesting. It was about a little haunted house. But then as I got older, one of my other close friends started writing a book. And I'm like, well, I want to start writing a book too. So when I was 14 years old, I wrote my first book, Stranded Houses, and I self-published it.
Good afternoon. My name is Barbara Taff, and I just published my first book this past year called The Best Colors. And it's a book about, has a lot of different things about it. One is that it's a book about color mixing. I was a former art teacher, but also it's a book that sort of pokes fun at prejudice. And we'll probably be telling you a little bit more about it as we go on.
Hi, my name is Kate Seeley, and I just literally rolled in from Colorado. And thanks. And I'm here to represent my little book called Fabulous Franco and His Fabulous Toys. And it is the first book I illustrated. I have not yet written my own book. And Jane Matlock from Australia, who couldn't make it and definitely couldn't roll in, she wrote it.
Great. Well, welcome, everybody, to the Friday Afternoon Show. And I appreciate you taking time out to come to WGXC. And, Mitchell brought up a good point that he wrote a book when he was younger. And then, so is writing a book, does it become a book when you publish it? Or is it a book before you publish it?
Well, personally for me, I have a couple of good friends at school who actually write books, but they just never went out and actually published it or had it published, because I hear this all the time from people my age. They're like, oh, I'm only in high school, I can't do this, or I can't go and become the next rock star, or I can't write a book. Why? Somebody has to do it. Think about it. When 5 years, someone has to do that, because,
great point.
You know, so I think it all depends on what you think of it. If you write a book and you finish it and it's just on your laptop, you still wrote a book. Regardless, you wrote a book. If you get a publisher or not, that's up to you. I mean, anybody could do it. I hate to say it. It's not something that just, like, authors, they're not all, like, big, rich, famous movie stars. We're people. So are the big, famous, rich movie stars. We're all just people who wrote books and got them published. So,
cool. I like that attitude.
I'd like to add to that.
Please.
And, I think
this is a free-for-all at this point.
Good. Yes. Well, I agree with Mitchell to a point, though. I think that the more you can share it with the public, the more there's an interaction. And it sort of gives a new kind of life to the book that you've created. I agree. It is a book, but it becomes more of a book, I think, when people respond to it. And when I first started, I wrote the book and I illustrated it and I designed it. And I always had a dream of having a book published, but I never really thought I could get it published. You know, I did send out to a few different places, and it's really very difficult. You just have to sort of decide this is what you're going to do. But at the same time, I was being a designer and I didn't really have time to just pursue this other profession. In the meantime, what happened was I decided that, you know, the book I wrote, I really wanted to get it out. And it turned out that recently you could really do your own book. So I first put it out as an ebook. And then eventually, because it's for little kids from 3 to 6, and it's also for adults, but I was able to then parlay it to self-publish it into a hardcover book. Not a hardcover, but a softcover book. So you can kind of do both today.
So the electronic book kind of was a jumping off point, and then you got some publicity, you got some exposure, and then you turned it into a print book. Great. Yeah, thanks. Kate.
So we self-published, Jane and I. It was my cockamamie idea, because I had heard about it through some friends who had, successful friends who had done computer books, which is a completely different genre. And we've learned a lot along the way. And
so you're saying self-publishing and computer books?
No, I learned from friends who had been successful. So I was like, let's do our kids' book and self-publish it, right?
Okay.
So we found this great outfit out of New York City who got us to figure out how to do it all. And then I had never designed a book before, so I got to design everything from top to bottom. She did the writing. I designed what he looked like. Everything he drives is red and crashes. He's a maniacal little child, but he's awesome, inventive. But
that's fabulous, Frank.
Franco.
Franco. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm reading upside down here.
That's all right. And those are my readers. Anyway, so Fabulous Franco, we decided to self-publish, and then we realized we didn't have anybody to distribute it, which is big. So, like I was telling somebody outside, it's heavily distributed in Sydney, Australia, and Crested Butte, Colorado. That's why I'm here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And soon Hudson.
Exactly, yeah. Yep.
And what was it like self-publishing? So it sounds like everybody's self-published here,
mm-hmm.
right?
It was interesting. It's a learning curve for me anyway, because I actually didn't realize that the end sheets weren't included in the pages.
Right, so little things like that
come
up.
I called them in a panic, and I said, oh my God, what am I going to do? And my mom said, do a glossary, because it's written with Australian vernacular, which spells tire with a Y.
Oh, okay.
And heavily educated friends are like, you spelled tire wrong. You know, so we filled those pages last minute.
Necessity, the mother of invention. Yeah. Excellent. Any other stories about the trial and error of self-publishing?
Well, see, with me, it was different. When I first wrote my book, I always wanted to get it published. And what I did, I sent it out to 15 different publishing companies. And out of those 15, I got 7 actual responses. And out of those 7, only about 5 of them were positive. And those 5, they sort of took me through it a little bit. And then I narrowed it down to 2 different companies. And they sent me a contract. They offered me a contract. But then I thought to myself, that wasn't the point of why I was publishing a book. I was publishing a book, and I did publish a book, not for like the publicity or for the money or anything. It was more of just my way of saying, you don't have to... that you can do anything you want. You can publish your own book. You don't have to get accepted by some publishing company and they don't have to send you a contract. You can do it yourself and you can be successful by yourself. You don't have to rely on other people. Publishing for me, I did it all myself. I edited it myself. The only thing I didn't do myself was actually my photographer, who Hannah Balta, 16 years old, great, wonderful. I hired her to take a picture for the cover of my book, which I already knew what I wanted and everything, and I paid her. She's a wonderful photographer. You should look her up on Facebook. It was pretty much just my way of saying, you don't have to get a publishing contract to publish a book. Even if you're offered one, you can do it yourself and still be just as successful as if you weren't to.
Well, that's a great point. And what makes you guys different than all those people with the unpublished books out there? What did it take?
I just want to say something, going back for a minute about the self-publishing, and that is that I do want to recommend to anybody who does self-publish, I strongly recommend having somebody edit it, getting a professional editor if you can, or somebody who does a lot of editing, because I find that it was very helpful for me, that it just helps you tighten up the book, and maybe even one or two people. But besides that, I also want to point out something else about self-publishing that I discovered, is that there's a lot of companies out there that they want to give you some kind of a contract that'll say, you know, you agree to buy, I don't know how many books, you know, and then you all of a sudden you have like, you might have 1,000 books, maybe 2,000, I have no idea. But the company that I went with basically is a print-on-demand company. So if I wanted to, I could just print one book, and every time 10 books or 500 books, whatever I want. And that's really a wonderful thing in terms of expense. I mean, you don't have to have a lot of money today to self-publish. So a lot of people think it's a big commitment of money, but it's not. I mean, the tricky part is just getting the book right in terms of, you know, having the right, you know, blank pages, and make sure you have your copyright together, and make sure that you have everything as it should be. And I had a lot of issue going back and forth to get it perfect. It takes a while. You really have to look at proofs a lot and be careful about that process. Mm. So,
great. Kate, do you want to add some?
I was going to answer your next question about what is the difference between the people that haven't done it and those of us who dove in. And I think it's hard to find courage when, as an artist, I've been an artist my whole life, and it's hard because people love to criticize you and say, what's your real job? Things like that, right? And you do bartending or baristaing or whatever it takes to make some money while you're working on projects. I had to work on a sushi bar, and this book took me 3 years because I had to find the time to be able to do it. And the commitment, and this is really detailed illustration, but there are other ones that aren't as detailed. So I would say to people who are thinking about doing their book and want to find the courage, you just got to do it. Like, make time 1 hour every morning, or, you know, one day a week, and just make it like your workout.
Did that help you when you did you create a structure like that?
I had to. Well, and then I had deadlines because I worked with somebody else. And so it was good. It's good to find a teammate.
Yeah,
too,
collaborator.
As well,
good.
Yeah.
Yes. Good idea.
See, what I did the same thing you did. I actually, every day, I set it on my phone, write one page every day for a year. I had that set on my phone. It would remind me every day at 5 o'clock, write one page in your book. That's all it said. And I would, no matter what I was doing, I would get on my laptop and I would write at least one page. It would always turn into more than one page, but every day I just needed that little reminder and that spark to get me going.
For myself, I just had the idea to do this book using the primary colors, and I turned them into characters, because another thing that I do is I create characters in cartoons. And so putting it together with my design and designing the characters and the fact that I could create like a little adventure story. And it was so clear in my mind. It was just like getting it down, that I was sort of driven by the passion of actually the book. Not that I don't know if I'd had the discipline to make myself sit down and do it as much as I just wanted to do it so much that I was just doing it.
Right. That just pulled you along.
Exactly.
That's great. Well, one last question. What, once you've published your first book, what's your next book?
Well, my next book, I already finished that. It's in the process of being published, and I plan on actually having this one published by an actual company so it can be sold at, I mean, I already previously worked out a deal with Barnes & Noble and Amazon for them to sell my book in their stores and whatnot, but my first book, I decided to pull out on that and to save that for my next one, Shattered, which is expected to be sometime in September. I'm in the process of editing, finding the cover, and all that. All that fun stuff. But my next book, it was way more fun to do my second book than it was to do my first book. My first book, for me at least, it was just, I would write it, I would get so stressed out about finishing it because I didn't have any deadlines because it was all myself, but personally, I felt if I don't get this done by a certain time, then nobody's going to want to buy it. Like, people in school aren't going to want to buy it. Because I'm building all this hype up right now and I'm not even finished with it yet. So I just felt like I had to get it done. This one, I'm not really building it up as much. I am now because it's finished and I'm getting it ready and I'm advertising and I'm doing all that fun stuff. But now,
so Mitchell's advice is build up hype and then you'd be embarrassed if you don't finish it, right? So
you need support from your friends. You really need it from your family more than anybody else. My mom and stepfather, they always supported me, although I always tell my mom she was just a credit card, but you really need the support locally. You need support, because if nobody buys your book, then you just spent all this money and you have a bunch of books in your house.
Writing the best colors has probably been one of the highlights experiences of my life, so I'm very excited about the idea of doing another book. But you know, I've been waiting for that right idea to come that inspires me, and I feel like recently I feel like I've come upon it. So,
but you're not going to share it now? So it's
well,
gonna
I can't
or?
Share about it now because it's just not far along
right,
enough.
I understand.
But I think you ought to expect there'll be another one coming from Barbara Taft soon.
That's great.
Thank you.
So my book is based on 365 creatures, a creature a day for a year, which was supposed to be done in a year. And now it's 3 years. I'm trying to wrap it up this coming summer and then publish it, and I'm going to be doing a Kickstarter launch to get it funded, so keep your ears open for the Year of the Creature.
Year of the Creature, okay.
And they're
so
all
see.
Character development for a whole series of books that I'm going to write and illustrate.
That's great, so see, it's addictive.
And I'm not hyping up anything.
Well, and what are you guys going to do at the we have time just to talk about what you're going to do at the book festival.
Hopefully sign a bunch of books.
Great.
I'm going to be reading to 3-and-up-year-olds.
Okay, 3-and-up.
Yep, so
awesome.
That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I just plan on getting my name out there more and meeting a bunch of people who've read my book and I've never had the opportunity to meet yet.
Well, thanks a lot for coming in, and thanks a lot for the courage it took to publish your own book and to inspire other people to do the same.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.